Welcome to the Align with Anna podcast. My name is Anna Ortiz Aragon, CEO and founder of Align with Anna. I am a Reiki master, a sound healer, and soulful entrepreneur. And my goal is to empower and inspire my fellow soulpreneurs to create massive impact and influence with their soul-driven businesses. All of my besties, all of my clients are business owners. They're all about the magic, all about the holistic healing, and we're here to turn up together. So please tune in, maybe grab a notepad, and we're gonna get it going. I love you all. Have a wonderful day and enjoy this episode. Hey, Soul Fam, how's it going? I want to invite you to join my texting community. The number is 415-548-7236. I'm from the Bay, so we got the 415, and then the rest of it is 548-7236. The number is also in the description of this podcast and on the homepage of my website, www.alignwithanna.com. So essentially, I discovered this early 2021, and I was like, yo, you know what? I see these business owners and these influencers having these texting communities. Let me see what this is all about. I actually learned about it on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the plug. If y'all don't know about Clubhouse, also download that app. So you're gonna shoot me anything you want. You can say hi, you can say, yo, what's up, it's Anna. You can say, yo, how's it going? Regardless, send me something and you will be subscribed to the texting situation. And it will be real text from me. Like literally you confirm and you acknowledge that data and message rates may apply. But then after that, it's all me. It's audio, it's links to my favorite resources, it's GIFs, it's memes, and it's basically just anything that I feel called to share. My membership ladies, the Oracle Lounge girls, are gonna get their own thread. My organizing declutter course are gonna get their own thread. My mastermind ladies are gonna get their own thread. And then there's just gonna be one for all of us to just kick it, you know? I love you guys, so please shoot me a text, 415-548-7236. Love y'all. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Anna Ortiz Aragon, and I am here for season 2, episode 9, Soundgasms with Lisa Greslak. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for joining me. Yes. So this is actually our first time meeting. So we are meeting live on the podcast, but we run in similar circles here in St. Louis. And like Dr. Charlotte Meyer, and you have like a joint collab coming up. It's going to be sound healing and acupuncture. And I'm like, this is amazing. And you are just like a really well-known, beautiful sound healer here in St. Louis. So Lisa, will you introduce yourself to us? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. First of all, I'm just thrilled to be here. And I also, you're very well respected in the community, and it's been a joy you and to learn more about you. And I'm thrilled to be able to share about this amazing modality that's changing lives, and it's re-emerging. It's an ancient practice that's a modern therapy. It's kind of how I tag what I do. I didn't know some vibration existed. I didn't even know what it was. I was still in corporate America. I came across sound vibration, and how I generally, which is a little bit, is that I that Western, it's global now in a lot of ways, but thriving and trying to make it and win and prove ourselves and all the things, the void that we try to fill, or however we want to explain it, because we don't know we're doing that. I was trajectory, and I came from a lot of different, what is trauma for me can be different from somebody else who had trauma, maybe like, you know, grief. Trauma affects, trauma's in the body. It's not the outward experience, it's word experience. And so I experienced trauma as a young child based on the kind of family. Very sensitive. So I spent writing it. I spent my life trying to overcome it in my own ways in the Western world of like winning and trying to be somebody else, trying to band-aid and mask myself. And I failed so much in my life. I just struggled. I struggled with my own relationship with myself, my body, my personality, my femininity. I struggled with my relationships with men, and that stems from my father and the kind of emotional abuse I grew up with. I hate sharing that so much, but it is the truth. And I think most of us do. But anyway, by the time sound found me, I was that really tightly wrung, obsessive person to get it right and look right and have all the toys and have the successes. And I didn't know it was. It's just that I was working 90 to 100 hours a week. I was at the top of my career. I was doing things I never thought I would ever be. I mean, I flew to Africa and made a film. I was at Capitol Hill. Trump was in the building. I was in marketing. So it was all different things that I was doing. And dating people that, you know, like, if I want to say their life resume, not necessarily their career resume, but both together, you know, would have been like, wow, you know, that person's really special, you know.
Right.
To me, I was just underwhelmed by most of what was going on, and I felt very robotic inside, very empty, and body and mind and health and well-being and balance. And I didn't know it. It's just that I would get out of bed and my body hurt. I would sit up and go, "Oh my God, another day!" And then I'd go to bed. This is what I worked so hard for. And then I didn't even have time to do fitness or wellness for myself. So, I mean, like, my skin looked horrible. I was gaining weight. My body hurt. I was in a relationship that I didn't even admire or, like, respect the person I was with. I said things that weren't authentic. You know, I mean, I was just that person. And I think a lot of us can relate. On vacation, and one of the stops was in Sedona.
Ooh.
And at the time, the reason I went to Sedona is that my father passed away in 2013, and I somehow became his caretaker, and we had this miraculous healing, bonding, super amazing closure to his life, and that really changed some things for me, and I started waking up. That was my awakening process. You know, life, things happening, and so I started reading about vortex and energy and life after death, and the veil and different dimensions and quantum physics. And I just, you know, things happened after he died where I was visited by him. And I was like, you know, so when I went to Sedona in search of the vortex, this energy, I thought I was getting a body massage. I was still stressed out. I was still going crazy. It was my time off. And I took my computer with me. I was still working, right? Massage, and they said something to me, and I was just so, like, didn't even listen either. I was just so fast paced. I was like, right. I just want the massage, you know. And I go in, and like, this room must have had like 200 grand worth of crystal singing bowls. I mean, the walls were just lined. Now I know how expensive they are.
Exactly.
I didn't know when I walked into then. I just went in. I'm like, body massage, because I'm not taking my clothes off and laying on a table. I did lay on a table, but then they put these bowls on me.
Oh,
and I had a subtle but powerful experience with those vibrations going through my body. It's the only thing I can explain. And we got finished, and we went on our way. And I knew that the next couple of days, it was subtle, but I was like, "What was that?" Like, I kept feeling my face, and I could feel something different. I kept feeling my cheeks. I was like, what's that? And I would stop every so often and just, what is that? And I get back into my high flying mode. But I remember I just kept thinking, something changed. And And it turns out that when I got back home after my vacation, started getting messages. Integration session opened up something in me on a very deep spiritual level. I was going to say it then. And I started hearing messages and being prompted to take a look at myself, I guess I want to say. And things I kept hearing all during that year was Google Sound Bowls, Google Bowl, Google Crystal.
Wow.
I didn't know what the names of them were. I didn't even know like sound bath existed. I didn't know, they were called, crystal singing bowls. And so I kind of put it off. I put it off. But then some other things happened where I was starting to like get deeper into meditation. I was, like things ran across my feeds where I would read, and I'm like, wait a minute, I just experienced something like that. And so within the course of a year to date, I ended my career. And it was based on this opening. And we know that transition isn't always pretty. I essentially had a massive change based on a choice, based on the fact that I wasn't willing to put up with the shit anymore. I ended this 10-year, I built my own marketing agency boutique, and I just was like, I'm done. And then I had signed up for, I found a training. I didn't even know what I was signing up for, but I'm like, I need to get trained. I need to learn. I need to be certain. I need to figure out what this is. I signed a certification course. I jumped in head first, leap of faith, and I got certified as a sound vibrational therapist, which was actually bowls. They didn't even have crystal bowls there. I mean, that's not to know what I was doing at the time, but I got trained to do therapy on the body. And they happened to have a couple crystal bowls there, and I knew that was something I wanted to, that I was just like, these things changed my life. I'm buying two. I bought two. And the next year, I kind of got the PhD of Lisa. I invested in me, and I was like, which is what a lot of people do. And I was like, I'm going to get the PhD of Lisa. And so I learned how to play my bowls by myself. I only had two. And I donated my time for a year at a yoga studio in this one class. And I was so lucky that my friend was willing, she was a teacher, she was willing to let me do that. And that class grew, and I started to, people started to come to me and say, oh my God, I had this experience. I had this experience. And they were very similar to the experiences I had when I was on the table. And then I started to realize that there was a lot of power in what was happening, what I was doing. And it validated this change I made. But and I'm sure you know this, sometimes you make changes and you're in for 6 months, you're kind of in a fog. I was kind of in a what's going on? I kept following these promptings. But anyway, that led to 2019 January. I launched Found, F-O-U-N-D, which is what I call what I do. And I started one-on-one therapy. I spent 2018 dedicated to working one-on-one with people and sound baths. And I did most of that as donation-based so that I could learn my skill. And you really learn from working on people, not because you have the certification, because energy in people's bodies, emotional, emotional bodies, energy bodies, all that kind of stuff. You have to work with people to understand what you're doing. And so it gave me a basis to start. And I still was very green. I still was very nervous. And I still was like, oh, what am I doing? But I took my old career skill set in marketing and I applied them to what I do now, as well as, yeah, and you know this, you got to learn the customer service. You got to learn follow-up. You gotta constantly be researching. And so it's like, okay, I'm gonna build this new road, and it's no longer gonna have words like empire, and I'm gonna be, I don't go for six figure or whatever. I go for sustainability. I go for everything I want, but it's no longer about the things that you do when you're tied to, and I'm gonna use that word matrix. And so the thing that came with it in my transition is this amazing healing in mind, body, spirit, which is a journey. It doesn't happen overnight. And a freedom like I've never known. I feel more me and more calm, more capable of doing and tackling all the things I ever wanted to do and not feeling limited. But I'm still human and I still have bad days. But being in sound, which has also broadened my meditation, it's made me so deep inside me that like my choices in how I eat, my choices in how I do self-care,
Yes.
sound. It's just transformed me. So when I say sound changed my life, it's not like, oh, I'm just a sound bowl and then everything came together. It's that it gets you to tap inside yourself to listen. What do I need? Where do I need balance? What do I need to let go of? And you mentioned that to me earlier about self. And every day we gotta let go, right? Things, but we also have monthly things like cycle, like lunar cycle, let go, and then there's those yearly things, right?
Yes,
So anyway,
constantly.
I could talk forever, but about that my story. But anyway, that is kind of how I found sound. I've applied it as my career and my life journey path moving forward, and I've never been more happy. I've never been more confident, secure, healthy, creative, and I've met so
Beautiful.
many people. I mean, like the change in my life, like I look back and think, oh my God, all the people I used to consider like my close friends, like when you attract like people. So now I'm around a lot of healers, and around a lot of people who've made huge choices to go into this sector of wellness, and it's not just wellness, but it's really an internal purpose, spiritual thing. Just find the friendships, the relationships are so amazing, and nurturing.
So nurturing.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful story. I love this so much.
So cool.
So beautiful. I love this. Okay, so Lisa, where should we go from here? Do you want to play a little bit? Do you want to talk about the bulls? Maybe show us some
Sure.
things?
So one thing I wanted to mention about technology is that some of these interview, I don't want to use the word Zoom because you're not on Zoom, but what are you on? Just to give it
Platforms,
platform. So some of these technologies allow for sound vibrations to sound good, and then some of them don't. So I need to say, first of all, that if somebody's listening on Facebook or Instagram and they hear a distortion, it's not what it sounds like. It's just I'm in my sound studio. I have a room in my basement that has been converted, drywall and all that. But as you know, Anna, I don't know how you pronounce your first name, but when you get into like sound studios are kind of small and padded, and so that's what I've created here. And that space for these kinds of sounds, that's incredible. So I have a couple of bowls. I brought antique. This is probably 400 or so years old Tibetan or Himalayan bowl. And then I bought like a modern one, which is a therapy bowl for the body. And we've got the crystal singing bowl, which I know you do the chakra, the
Yes, the chakras.
alchemy bowls, with a different flavor. And so I just thought I could play a couple, just a little bit so people can get an idea of what it sounds like. And then if we
Totally.
want to talk more about the differences, I'm not sure if you want or not, but I'll play a little bit and then you can get an idea. So this would be a sound bath coming in, right? Coming in, laying down, the sound frequency would be near you, we would be there, and then you would come in, you would lay down, and then the sounds would start to be played. And so I'm just gonna play a couple notes and just to give an idea, okay?
Beautiful. So excited. Thank you.
So, like me being in this room, it's incredible to feel and hear these vibrations. Prints and rolls, the different notes. I don't have a really big crystal one here today. You've got one that's bigger than, I don't know if it's friend or not, but they do. These are all, I have a gentle setup here, but we can get even big bowls that you can start to feel that vibration really coming through your body. And that's where you can feel in the body for body healing. And the mind, it starts to change the brain waves. It balances into like certain bowls like this. You don't feel body, all of a sudden you feel your head somewhere and you're trying to make sense of it, which is the key.
Yeah.
On it, you start, you know, start to lose bolus, is to get rid of the monkey mind, right? I played this for 20 minutes. Your mind just wants to go to that tone. And then there's a pattern there, which normally it's not that we don't do a lot of patterning. But you entrain your brain to stop and then to go here. And then when you get into the higher vibration, the lower tones, you start to feel it in your body and you get this balance. You're just releasing the mind. You know, the body follows the mind. The mind is checked out and the body gets to start to feel, right? You're just the theta, which is the state right before sleep. Not sleeping, so you're kind of aware, but you're not aware. And it's a beautiful place to be. It's where we go into higher consciousness. It's where we have the most activity. It's where we just have a tapping into our deepest selves. You know, things arise that, you know, information, and we're like, wow.
Yes. So beautiful. I can't wait to hear these in person. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Okay, so I love to use the sound bowls right before a Reiki session. And so I'll do like, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes of sound healing, and I use the tuning forks before I even start the Reiki. And it literally will put people to sleep. Like, they are just so open, they're so ready. And like, before I got the bowls, I would just do Reiki for an hour. And I realized there's a huge difference, like in the participant, like in the client, but also in me. And I've noticed that the bowls match the body. So sometimes the sacral is singing, and then I go to the body, same thing. That woman really needs some sacral loving. And it's just so profound. I have these like full moon parties once a month, and I bring them all out and I play for everybody. And I've noticed, like you said, the bigger ones are so good for the body, right? Like people, especially men with PTSD, like soldiers, first responders, anyone who's been through like really traumatic stuff, they love the root chakra. Like they love it. And even like addicts who've been through a lot of like almost like emotional turmoil, you know, they just love the root, you know, and some people don't. And they're like, oh my God, that was too strong for me. Oh my gosh. And it's just like so amazing to watch how it affects every single person.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point to make, because a lot of people ask me like, oh, like, you know, what can I expect, or what's it, you know, what does it do? And I'm like, well, you know, it's very broad. I mean, it's just highly specialized, because we're all energy, and we all have different, you know, our aura. I mean, that's an easy way for me to explain to people. It's like, you know how when somebody walks in the room and you're either really drawn to them or you're really repelled, you know, where you're kind of, It's like that's your energy, right? And they kind of get that. It's like, yeah, I got bad vibes, good vibes, right? I'm like, yeah, well, the energy, right? There's the energy part. Well, we all carry energy. Mm-hmm. And we've been in a place in our life where we were in a really shitty spot. And we walk in and the vibes, you know, you can just tell by the way people respond to you.
Yeah.
You know, they smile back at you or, you know, like weird things happen to you. And or else you'll have a really great day. And it's like, wow, everything just seems to flow into sync, you know, or like people are just coming out of their way to say hi or talk to me or whatever, right? It's energy, really, really energy really attracts energy.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell them, I'm like, you know, from that minute that we're conceived, you know, there's an energy transfusion that happens. And then we're, you know, the cells divide, right. And then it's a cell and then it's body parts, you know, or a cell and it's tissues. And and everything has a, you know, that one cell has a frequency mm-hmm. and then multiple cells have a frequency. And then as it starts to grow, the tissue has a frequency. And then when you know, your arm has a frequency, your liver has a frequency, mm-hmm. you know, all these different frequencies. So then you go into, it's an orchestra, right? It's an orchestra. We're pulsating orchestra, you know, yep. concert of energy. And if you go to you know, if you go watch an orchestra and that violin player is screeching, it ruins the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you see a stadium where everybody's doing that line thing, right? Mm-hmm. That beautiful flow, and then you get the one section that nobody does it and they're all off, it ruins the flow. So I mean, like, that's going on with us energetically. I don't know how to explain it out of these yes. ways.
Yes.
So essentially sound is going to go back in there and fix those little spots.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell somebody, well, you're holding on to some trauma, and because mm-hmm. you're maybe some, you know, a lot of times we hold our trauma on our hips, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, a lot of guys, they hold it here in their solar plexus because mm-hmm. they're feel, right?
Just right.
Stop, don't show your emotions. So they say, stop here so it can't get here. It can't get to the heart. It can't get to the throat. It can't get to the mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've had men bowling at my sound sessions. And I didn't know they were bowling, but they would come back maybe a week or two later. And then they like, I want to let you know, what is that bowl right there? I'm like, oh, yes. Yeah, the ego. And that actually correlates with your solar plexus. Your solar plexus has to do with your personal power and your you know. And it's like, oh, I just started crying and something released me and I've been changed. And I've heard it from more than one man over 50.
Yeah.
I've had more men come up to me and share their vulnerability than I have women.
Yeah, yeah. It is super interesting.
So whether it's the root or whether it's the soul mm-hmm. or the solar plexus or, you know, oh my God, I saw purple or not,
yeah.
purple or indigo. And then all of a sudden I started seeing these things. I'm like, wow, well, your third eye or your, you know, really opened. And and so to me, I can't tell you. And some people walk away and they're not really that excited because it's not something up in them, right?
Yeah.
Some people aren't ready for it, you know, but the majority of people are, you know, and they are pleasantly surprised and they come back for more. And that's what's so cool because you're like, feels good to feel in touch with yourself. Feels good to have a little bit of freedom, doesn't it? It's so simple.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. I love it so much. It's very individualized. It's very personal. You know, like nobody knows how your unique chemistry is going to react, right? Like it's just so divine. Everything will be addressed in the right order, like precisely as it needs to be. And like when I do Reiki, for example, I notice that like sometimes we need to focus on other parts of the body before one of them will open up, you know, like, so maybe the heart is the last one to open because I need to do all these other things first, or the sacral, for example. And it's like so beautiful, kind of same with the sound healing. So it's like very gentle, but super powerful at the same time. And like, I think it's one of the easiest healing modalities, you know, like a lot of us are not ready to go to talk therapy or to do ayahuasca or to do like all the different things that you can do. But like sound, you just lay down. All you need to do is just be there and just breathe. Like, oh my gosh.
Or just just to show up and the rest we'll take care of, right? Just to show up. You can be a fidgety mess. Just show up.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you just said something that brought me back to the title of this, which was Soundgasm. And when you said nobody can experience, everybody's experience is different. I go back to Soundgasm, right? It's like such a personal experience, like an orgasm, right?
Yeah.
And I heard something in my studies. I'm very fascinated with life after death. And I, since I was 7 years old, the first book I ever bought was about life after death. And I'm revisiting it now. And I learned so much about energy and sound healing by listening to testimonies. And one testimony that I heard, or maybe several, but one of them, the first time I heard it, I heard that when you are in the presence of creation, right? So a lot of these people who die and come back to life, they're only at a small segment of this. And some people may not believe this or not, but this to me is, it's a profound concept, you know, or to think about. But in the presence of the ultimate creator, which is love, right? Love is the ultimate, or creation comes from the stem of love, right? So this, when they're in the presence of that being, creator, all that is, whatever that is, you're like in a state of orgasm. It's that state. It's a elevated state of absolute unbelievable bliss and freedom. I sit here and think, sound has this ability to tap inside of us to start to shed and unfold and tap into the potential of our freedom and this path to all that we ever could imagine becoming. And it sounds so weird because I don't claim to be somebody who will change somebody's life. All I know is that, you know, Pythagoras, who's the father of mathematics, right? He did not be a doctor. He, I mean, imagine life before mathematics. I mean, imagine some, this is what this guy did. We didn't have numbers. We didn't have mathematics, okay? Sound healing and understood, and through his practice, that life was changing with people. When, and he came up with the scales too, okay? You know, practiced on people. And just think about these ancient days when they're using this most simplistic tools, and we're going back to that. We're going back to the earth. We're using, we're using plant medicine, right? We're going to ayahuasca, or whether it's CBD, or whether it's... water, you know, we're starting to, people really the purification of waters and the way we eat, and we're all going back to the earth. Well, this is back to actually before the earth, which is person, right? And that's what's so cool about it, and it's bigger than most of our minds can think about. But I'm in this time reading about it, and it's just, it's When I study sound, I feel like, oh, I'm in the cosmos of all information, because sound is the root of everything.
It is.
It's energy, you know, and it's a frequency, and it's only sound, sensory, that we have, right? Sound is so much bigger than just hearing. Sound is every frequency.
That it's movement.
So it's just big, dirty about it, and it's probably me off in a rabbit hole here, but the thing is that sound, I heard that sound therapy is now where yoga was 20 years ago. So 20 years ago, we didn't have yoga studios on every corner, you know, or in every, you know, so tons of them in every zip code. And so, you know, my hope is that we will start to see sound.
Like for neighborhoods, you know, at schools, like, come on, man, what are we doing? You know, like.
So, you know, when I think about, oh, wow, you know, maybe I get to be one of these people that really influences and can help, which is just a little added bonus for me when I think about, okay, then maybe that's a little bit of a legacy that I leave. Not that I care. I don't need to, you know, but that could be cool, you know.
Yeah. So cool. You know, my baby sings when I do the singing bowls, and he's like on pitch now. And I'm like, whoa, like these babies who don't know anything know so much, you know? And I love the gong. So gong baths, when you were talking about outer space, I was like, I feel like I'm in outer space, particularly with the gong. And they say the gong sound is like the first sound. And I was like, whoa, this is so wild. And it's just beautiful, you know, like everything is so much like bigger, so vast, you know, like infinite.
Yeah, I mean, the gong is really special. And when you get up to, especially the bigger gongs, I mean, the small gongs are nice, but we know that those larger, deep, resonant tones, when you can get up and be close to a gong, it's pretty incredible to feel that go through your body and stuff. That's pretty awesome.
So beautiful. Oh my gosh, Lisa, I feel like I could talk to you forever. So beautiful. Hi, baby. Okay, my love.
I'm really interested in coming to one of your sound baths that you were talking about. Yes. Yeah, that was really neat. And
Let's link up for sure. Absolutely.
Experience, just because I'd love to be in, you know, we don't tend to get to be in the crowd so much. Oh, so I want to invite you anytime.
Yes.
You come as my guest.
Yeah.
And so anyway, the thing is we as sound practitioners a lot of times don't get to be in.
Yeah,
I would really love to experience that.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely, girl. Let's freaking do that. Okay, amazing. Okay, so let's get to our last question. This is the one that I ask everybody. What is something that you have recently let go of?
Yeah, okay. So the letting go, I mean, you had mentioned earlier, there are things that I've let go, like, oh, I'm going to get rid of caffeine. And I did that, I think, about 3 or 4 months ago, which has changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go, because, you know, or sometimes we, as we start to mature, I don't even know what word mature is, but as we expand into deeper aspects of ourselves, we go in to go further out, right? Letting go of, I was listening to some podcast yesterday, and it was hard for me to explain it, but it's like letting go of having to have a plan. Because a lot of times, I mean, we do plan. I'm a businesswoman. I mean, you're a businesswoman. You're raising family. But letting go of this concept that it's the plan and the outcome that we're doing. It's not that. It's being. It's like, what if you just did it for fun? What if this was just for fun, and wherever it takes you, it takes you?
Fun.
You go like, okay, I think it would be fun. Like for me, I'm going to plan a retreat. I'm like, oh, it would be fun to plan a retreat, but that's not the end goal. The goal isn't I get to be happy.
Right.
It's just to do along the way. Happiness is in the now. That's, I'm letting go of the fact that it's not in the doing that's going to get me to my joy and happiness. It's that's right now. Because all we have is now. So letting go of the fact that the money, the acknowledgement, the growth, and none of that matters. It's the bonus. It's just the fun I'm having along the way.
Yeah.
Letting go of everything except for just being in the moment and letting it be and have joy with that.
That,
you know, loss will come, illness, you know, things will happen in life, but sneak it in and take it. I don't know what I'm saying other than letting go of the false notion that it's things outside that are going to cause my joy and happiness. Mm-hmm. It's the acknowledgement of me having this life and being here and having fun, creating something beautiful for myself.
Yes. I'm 100% on the wavelength. You know, the doing is not it. It's the being. And there's no greater gift than the present. And we will be like having faith that we will be rewarded for committing and being present in the moment.
Yeah.
In any way that, in the, any way, in any way that that looks for us, we will be rewarded for our commitment to staying present and appreciating gratitude, right? Like, oh, so can good.
Can I add something? Because I mean, this relates to at least people my age. And, but, you know, I'm reaching that point in my age now where it's like, you know, wrinkles are coming in. You know, my body doesn't feel as vibrant and strong, and it doesn't have the stamina like it used to. But especially to look in the mirror, put that makeup on now, right? And it's like, oh my God, like sagging and this. And the reality of aging is setting in. I don't look at my ugly or, oh, I look old. I go, oh, it's happening. Like, I'm entering into that next stage. And I think in our Western world, we want to run to like Botox and fillers. And I want to get a face mask and let's, you know, and I can get caught up in that a little bit. I live in this world. Mm-hmm. But what I do is I get centered and I'm letting go. I can find beauty. Beauty isn't in my skin and my age and my appearance. Beauty is in the radiance and essence of who I am in the moment. And so my goal is to really live that too, because I honestly want to make a commitment to myself that I won't have to give in to any of that, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's like, oh, I binge on chocolate, or oh, I binge on Botox. Right. Mm-hmm. I want to just, you know, love the aging process, whether it's my joints are starting to hurt, or I can't do yoga like I used to, or, you know, I'm starting to get bags like my dad had or whatever, but it's, I'm going to embrace it because this is part of the life process.
Yes. Yes.
I have struggled with that. I can honestly say it. Yeah. It's like a reality. It's like, oh, I am getting older. This isn't a day when you realize it. And I've got to let go of that control of living the standard, or living, you know, especially social media and filters, which I won't use. I won't use a face filter. I'm like, I want to be honest with who I am. And, so anyway.
Beautiful. Yes. Yes. So good. Okay. I am just so blessed to meet all these beautiful people. Like, I'm just so grateful. I am blown away by how much magic there is here in St. Louis and just worldwide. Like, we are in it for the long haul. Like, we are committed to this journey, and it is so beautiful. And we give others permission by just standing in our truth, you know, like, it's so inspirational, like, literally so beautiful, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on today, because it's obviously, you have a whole, you know, group of followers that get to learn a lot more about it. And, you know, your voice is different than my voice. And I just think it's fun to have these conversations too, you know. I look forward to learning more from you. So I'm definitely gonna, you know, come to events, and hopefully we can hang out a little bit afterwards and play our bowls together.
100%. Let's do that. That sounds so beautiful. Okay, Lisa. So now I would love it if you would share, you know, how do you work with people and where can we find you? I just added your banners right here. So tell a little bit of okay, go ahead.
So I do, several kinds of sessions. One is kind of a clinical setting where, you know, I have a studio space where you go in and you get on a massage table and the room is set up. And again, it's got like crystal bowls. I have the Himalayan bowls that go on the body,
okay.
Reiki, and I have crystals that I work with. And I use essential oils, and everybody, obviously, all energy healers have their own signature and their own way of doing things, but it's a new combination, and I'm led based on energy that I feel and a consultation that I have.
Yes.
I do a two-person sound bath at the same place, and so it's a small room where we lay on the floor, and I have like a hand woven rug that I roll out, and we lay there, and they get bowls on the body and a sound bath. So it's just for two more. So it's been really great for, and I, you know, it's funny to say this, but some people, you know, best friend, date night, parent, child, sister, siblings, that kind of thing. But being, like I said, in a small space like that,
yeah,
vibrations, especially with them on your body too, is incredible. And then I do in-home. Some people can't travel, and some people are too sick. And I've worked on stage four cancer. I mean, weeks
Yeah.
past. But what it offers them is that their medication and pain relievers, or medication, their meds, pain meds, aren't able to get to the joints and the pain that's so debilitating. Just to exist for the, I hate saying it, but their life and the bowls and the vibration bring them so much comfort.
Oh my goodness.
Some people are anxiety-ridden PTSD. They can't get out of their house, you know. Some people, especially during COVID, so I do in-house calls, and then I do the weekly sound baths every day. I do an affordable sound bath so that anybody can afford. It's $20 for an hour. It's every Thursday in the Central West End, and I do special events. So like next weekend, I'm having a 4-hour gong. 4-hour gong immersion. So six gongs, four practitioners. That's a very unique event. That doesn't happen very often. It's the first one I'm throwing. With a, and then sacred, you know, sacred ceremony cow. I'm doing one, Dr. Charlotte Meyer. So we're doing acupuncture sound. So one of the things I really want to do is partner with a lot of different people, different modalities to start to broaden and not only bring interest, but bring the healing opportunity so people can really see. And you know, sounds great for kids, teenagers, everybody. A lot of teens have come to my sound baths, and their parents have been like, they've improved in their studies and their reading, or they really had these profound effects. I do a lot of breath work, you know, so it's just, you know, oh,
Amazing. Amazing magic.
on my website, I have all of my events listed, and a number of being able to book appointments. And then I do private sound baths for people in their houses for a minimum of like 3, 4, or 5 people to 10, 12 people. And so I do private.
Beautiful, beautiful. And are you teaching as well now?
Yeah, I'm actually next month I have my first big six. For anybody who wants to learn how to buy a bowl, what a bowl can do, what's the history of the bowls, kind of thing. And then I'm doing a big workshop for people who really want to either learn how to play for people, play for themselves, or get an array of bowls and learn how to play them in general. Because a lot of ways to get bowls into your life, some are I can build one at a time. Not everybody can afford a big set at once, you know. Or, want to mix it up like I do. I want to, you know, I want a Himalayan bowl, I love an alchemy bowl, and I love a crystal singing bowl, but I don't know how to play it. I don't know how to do the notes, you know. And so, you know, yeah, so I'm starting to train. I do consultations too via Zoom when people want to buy bowls. If they're further away, I will even consult with them. And then they might want to go somewhere else and buy their bowls, but at least they consult with me on notes and sizes and stuff like that. So.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, this is so beautiful. Amazing.
I'm a big fan of this stuff and I love it.
Oh my gosh, good. Yeah, imagine like every household having something so they can like heal themselves, you know, like after work or after a long day, you know, maybe the kids won't sleep or something. Like this should be like for everybody, you know.
Nightly thing that with kids, I get, oh, it's big time. I have to buy some bowls to put on their children who are suffering with ADHD and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
On their belly. It's really amazing. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely amazing. I think that's where I'm gonna go next. I'm gonna go to the Tibetan lands. Yeah, that's what's calling my name right now. Oh
Cool.
my gosh. Lisa, okay, this has been absolutely amazing. So your website is Svound with a V, Svound.com, Facebook Svound, IG Svound.healing. And any final thoughts for us, Lisa?
I just want to say thank you. I have much gratitude for letting me be able to share and be on your platform to your followers. And I really admire who you are in the community and all that you offer. And there's some things that you actually offer that I want to talk to you about further that I have some curiosity for, because we will always be on a healing journey. You know, you never get there because we're on this planet. You know, we have environmental, emotional, relational stresses, and they will always be present. But we have so many tools to help us balance and some really gifted healers. And so I'm so glad that you considered me to be here to share, you know, what I do.
So beautiful. Amazing. Okay, Lisa, this has been so profound. Thank you so much. This has been absolutely amazing. So we're going to sign off, you guys. I'm going to put all of Lisa's information in the show notes. I will upload this to YouTube. It's on Facebook. We'll also tag you on Instagram. And thank you so much, Lisa. This was an honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Align with Anna. I am so grateful to have you, to share space with you, and spread this magical wisdom. If you'd like to keep in touch, please visit my website, www.alignwithanna.com, and subscribe to my newsletter. And if you'd like to work with me, I offer a monthly membership called the Oracle Lounge. This is for my soul sisters, my fellow soulpreneurs who are looking to co-work, experience an annual retreat, and talk energy and mindset on a weekly basis. It's lit, my friends. And if you'd like to work with me more intimately, I offer one-on-one coaching. I also do soul business readings, Reiki, and sound healing. So if any of that is calling your name, visit my website. And please, if my guests are calling your name, reach out to them. All their information is in the show notes. These guys are legit. I have experienced all of their work personally, and I am a huge fan. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day.